the International Fountain at the heart of Seattle Center. That is classic Seattle. Your screaming kids, your booming music, your enormous jets of water. And behind that familiar scene is a person you probably don't know even exists, the DJ. Local musician James Wetzel's been picking the music for the Seattle Center Fountain for 15 years. Every 2 weeks, he burns a new mix. And get this, he goes underneath the fountain to put in the CD. The CD. He says, by the way, that it smells like wet motors down there. Wetzel says it's different making a mix for a fountain as opposed to, say, a barbecue.
Because I'm thinking of the water. And so, you know, the water is always there making its own sound, and the water has a kind of tempo. And I actually, I look for music that has a certain rhythmic feel that fits in with the water. If something is too slow or too fast, you know, it doesn't give the illusion that the fountain is playing with it. I look for stuff, music that, you know, you'll watch the fountain, you'll think like, oh, it's playing with it. And actually, most of the time it's not. But so if I'm doing my job well, people think it's always playing. The water is actually playing with music. But most of the time it's not. It's only totally playing with the music when it does the big show mixes, which where it shoots off the giant jets.
So it's not orchestrated, but it kind of, it feels that way.
That's the goal. Yeah, the goal is to make it seem like it's orchestrated even when it's not.
So do you listen to a song and go, oh, that's going to go great with giant jets of water?
I totally do, actually. Yeah. 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 I'm like, oh, this would be awesome in the fountain. You know,
What is it about a song?
You know, it's like my favorite thing, my like holy grail of music for the fountain would be something new that's local and that has the fountain je ne sais quoi, that has like the atmosphere and the rhythm that will play well in the fountain. You know, that's my holy grail, is getting all those three things. But and I should mention that like throughout the year, I'm actually looking for different tempos. So like right now, this time of year, I'm looking for faster music. But and I won't play anything super mellow because there are lots of kids who are coming to play around in the fountain. It's summer, it's festive, you know, it has to be upbeat. And so I'm actually always watching the weather. I try to do the mixes as close to when they'll play as I can, because obviously Seattle weather is notoriously mercurial, right? It's capricious. So, you know, you don't want to do a banging like sunshine, fun, good time, splash and mix, and then it's like gray and rainy and depressing, you know?
Now, you grew up around here.
Yeah. I grew up on Capitol Hill. Yeah, but I'm living in Columbia City now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You played in the fountain when you were a kid.
Yeah.
So what's it like now as an adult to be somebody who helps to create that experience for other people?
It's awesome. I mean, I love it. I mean, I love going by the fountain and seeing kids and adults enjoying it. I also, you know, I intentionally put stuff in the fountain. One of my personal pleasures that I think also works really well, people enjoy it, is I like to do things that surprise people. So people will, you know, I'll put in like an instrumental mix of Still DRE by Dr. Dre. People be like, is that still DRE? And then, you know, it's like 2 minutes of it.
Do you ever watch somebody at the fountain check that out, cock their head?
I love to say that I've caught it. I think I have. I think I've seen people go, oh, or actually usually what happens is people ask me, or they ask customer service. And so sometimes people get my email from customer service and ask me about things they heard, or people are passing by Seattle Center, and even Seattle Center employees too, like, do you have this in there? I'm like, yes, I do.
Nice catch.
Yeah.
Are people surprised when they find out that the fountain has a DJ?
Yeah, you know, I think people are. I mean, because I get emails, you know, people ask about the fountain, and the customer service department will tell them, you know, that, yeah, there's this person who does it. And I do think in general, people are still surprised. You know, for me, it's obvious, obviously, you know, that there's someone who does this. But yeah, I think people are surprised, and they seem happy to know that there's someone who's kind of putting an artistic spin on it. It's and some people have told me, they're like, wow, you know, I was at the fountain and I realized there's really a DJ at work creating this. This is not just a playlist, because, I mean, I intentionally crossfade things as well as I can. And I try, like I said, I sometimes do commentary with my what I mix from the next. Like, I'll give you the remix, then I'll give you the original sample, then maybe I'll give something connected to it. Or even sometimes, I mean, this is kind of a deep, like, almost pretty geeky thing to do, but I'll have titles that relate to each other. If I have, like, a theme going, you know, like the title of one song will reflect something that was said in this track before. And that's pretty deep geeky, but I do that, you know.
Listen for it.
Yeah, listen for it. Shazam that.
So for those of us who've never at least consciously gone and listened to the music at that fountain, how should we experience the fountain in a primo way?
Well, you know, I mean, my goal with creating the mixes is to create sort of an inviting atmosphere for people to interact with the water. And so that's actually why I do mostly instrumental stuff. I'll do little bits of vocal stuff, but most of the time I try to do instrumental stuff, because I find the instrumental puts people in that mood where they're interacting with the water. They're not just listening to a song, you know, whereas when the vocals are going, you're kind of in a, oh, I'm listening to this song at the fountain. But instead, I want you to just like be at the fountain, interact with the water, interact with the space, with the weather, you know, create an atmosphere that is inviting. That's the goal.
James Wetzel is the DJ for Seattle Center's International Fountain. He makes a new mix for the fountain every 2 weeks, and you can listen to current and past mixes on Mixcloud. We'll tweet out a link to that right now at KUOW. Early on in the interview, James mentioned a big show where big streams shoot out of the fountain. That is happening this weekend, and I'd say the weather is an appropriate one.